You know what we about to do? We about to vibe.
We the best music. Another one.
Woo.
DJ Khaled.
Call me. Leave all in danger.
It sucks when you gotta do a DJ drop on top of a DJ.
Do
a drop.
Me.
Fly you out the grid. I like it.
Full speed, so for the belly.
Huh?
Call me.
And if last time Drake's change wasn't that crazy, then this time's. This don't even sound like Drake.
Not at all.
Leave all in danger. You stop it, Gucci, stop it, Louis V. Call me.
Like you said. What episode is this? This is season 2, episode 43. We're getting to that 50 mark. It's coming quick.
Long time looking for the bounce.
What you think about this joint?
This one's cool. I like the other one better.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have went harder. The beat is way better. Way, way, way better.
I think it's so new for him that he's still like,
maybe Cali didn't pay for the rapping or, I don't know.
Interesting point.
He said, I'll give you such and such.
Right.
Two songs. Drake said, I got a premium.
Alright, hey, got something ready. You ready to pay?
Kelly's like, I just paid for fucking Beyonce.
Shout out to DJ Khaled. Shout out to Drake. Killing it.
God, the stuff you be saying. Wow. Like, if you listen to stuff Drake says, it's stuff that you're thinking all the time. And he could get away with it, but the average Joe says the stuff he says, they the devil, right?
That's how it is. You had a certain status, right? You can say what you want, apparently. I mean, musically, anyway.
Or celebrity, I think.
Right?
I think it's looks, too.
Anything you need,
like, what happened with No Neck? They tore No Neck up.
Right.
Big champion August.
Ooh, come on me.
Doing a lot.
Interesting.
Shout out to No Neck Ed, man. No Neck Ed, I feel bad. I feel for No Neck
Ed. Oh,
man. His ex got a whole new show. She ready.
That's how I be sometimes.
Huh? I mean,
you know what's crazy? He's not saying much, but the hook is...
No, it's so seamless. It's written really well.
Yeah.
You about to get in this? You got the dike boys?
Yeah. We're gonna get into this. All right. I'm David, and this is David Talks.
I'm Dave, back on David Talks.
All right, guys. Good morning. Here we go. All right, so my dike boy goes out to this guy and this girl. The guy was actually driving. So it's funny. Uber drivers, Lyft drivers always tell me, the reason why they don't put on their blinkers is because every time they do, other cars always speed up. They can't exit off.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, that makes perfect sense. Let me test this theory out. Let me have that consideration enough, with enough space, to see how true this really is. So I put my blinker on. For a while, I had a lot of space. This car speeds up. I'm merging over slowly. They speed up. Now, I still could have cut them off.
Mm.
I clearly could have cut them off. It was honking their horn. And I'm just looking at them. I just take my time and I said to myself, no need. Went right back into the lane. I speed it up. And I got way ahead of them. Did the exact same thing. Take my time, blinkers. So another car let me in. Got right up, and as I got off my exit, I seen him in the rearview mirror, cutting over to the far end, and then an 18-wheeler cut them off. But as it was all happening at the same time, where they look like they wanted to catch me as I'm exiting off, and then I just look at them like, and I was like, the same thing, yo. I was just like, I just looked at them like, and they were both like looking at me like, and like the same thing, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like.
Maybe you should have started off with that DMX shit.
And I was, because I definitely want to talk about DMX, because, you know, that verse battle.
We'll get into it. Well, yeah.
Wait. All right. So, I actually felt that rage of that just that rage of driving in the car, of just that energy that I'm against, you know? But at the same time, I felt like it was completely justified. Like, y'all mad right now only because I already did not cut you off, but that's not enough. I guess they feel like I had the audacity to even think I can cut them off when I wasn't even trying to cut them off. I had enough room. I could have went right in there. I put on my blinker. They speeded up. I'm trying to be courteous. Doesn't work. If I'd have just turned in the lane, it would have been over with.
Yeah,
it would have gave them enough time to even react.
A lot of times when people speed up, it's a pride thing. I've sped up a few times in my early driving days, and I realized how dangerous and reckless it is. But yeah, Uber drivers do that a lot.
And I get it, though, because they have such a hard time. If they catch you off guard, they can get in there. And you do kind of, like, don't like it. But I now, like, I really understand it. Especially if you're driving all day long, eight hours plus. It's just,
I've had my petty adventures on the car, though. I've slowed down. I'll slow down. And then, you know, I'm being safe. You could go crazy.
I mean, it's just better to just let it go. I mean, and there was a lot of traffic, but I'm like, I want to get off. I'm in a rush. I had to be somewhere at a certain time. So I'm just like, okay, but still, let me be courteous. And, you know, it was just crazy how they were just, they were so angry, both of them.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to give them... give them 3.5 diapers. But at that time, well, at that moment,
that was half a diaper. You slice it in half. That's nasty. Did a whole diaper.
I'm gonna say, yeah, half a diaper that's half open.
Okay,
half open.
Half open diaper.
That's nasty.
Dang, 5 open diapers. I would ultimate thing.
Well, I guess so.
I have to retcon.
At that moment, when I was like, you know, upset, I would have given 5 diapers. I was just like, y'all mad for nothing.
Right.
Because I still got over the polite way, and they just, that wasn't enough. So I'm going to give him 3.5 diapers. 3.5 diapers.
Yeah, I give him about 2 diapers, man. Real people. Obviously, it didn't happen to me this time. I've been that driver, too, in my early days of driving. Yeah, definitely 2 diapers.
All right, fair enough. What you got?
My diaper award just goes to the store clerks that when you ask them questions about the store, like what time they close and stuff, and they don't give you straight answers, and they think you bothering them. I don't understand that. This dude, I went to the store was it yesterday?
Yeah.
I was trying to get something from Home Depot. I was trying to get cash back. And I asked him, tell him the store closed, because you guys are late when it closed. And he was like, I don't know. So I'm like, are you judging me because you think I'm going to come back and rob you before? Like, I really trying to figure out everything else. Like, why are you looking at me weird?
He's looking at you like something wrong with you for
asking. I'm just like,
a normal question.
Just tell me this time in the store closed, so I know if I have enough time to come back later.
Right.
Or whatever, you know, whatever I was doing. But he was just talking in circles and not answering the question. Simple. He just gets a diaper from me because.
Just one diaper?
Yeah, it's not bothering me. But he gets a diaper. An open diaper. I can't give open too diaper. Many diapers.
Let me just ask this question. Did he look like maybe possibly something might have been wrong with him?
You know why I give him only one diaper? Because I'm like, maybe someone asked him before the time. but Tommy's closing, and that's it. He got robbed that day or something. I really thought about everything. Like, why was this guy going so hard?
He got paranoid. Yeah. Like, he don't want to tell you what time he gets off.
Yeah, I'm just looking at him.
Payday or something.
And then, oh,
you never know.
He gets two diapers. Another diaper because on the door it says no mask, no service.
He didn't have no mask.
He got no mask on.
Yeah,
he definitely gets.
That was. It's funny. All right, you know what? So nothing was wrong with him. You don't think nothing was mentally up? Like,
I don't know, man. I can't. That's why I don't know what he was going through.
Yeah, he had no mask on, and he was giving you a hard time about when to slow.
Yeah, just tell me the time.
Okay,
or just say you don't know.
All right, I'm gonna keep it low. I'm gonna say two diapers. Yeah. I don't know what the issue was. That is clearly not good customer service. I don't think that's the question. Is there something else at hand? Possibly. So you was dissatisfied, you would say?
I was disappointed too, and a little uncomfortable. So it was just like one of those things where someone follows you around the store. Not as bad, I don't think, but you think you're gonna steal. You ever seen you ever walk down aisles and then you turn, someone's just there looking at you?
That's annoying.
Yeah.
That's so annoying, and I'm looking at them like, look, I'm clean, much more clean shaved than you. I'm definitely dressed better than you. What are you looking at? And I just give him a look like, what are you looking at?
Nah, I've gotten in my bag with them a few times.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know, I've done. Well, one time I went to the liquor store with my cousins.
Yeah.
There's a big one in Connecticut. I forgot the name of it. But dudes was just following me down the liquor store. I was like, you gonna help me or something? Like,
yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I just messed with them a little bit, see if you know.
I mean,
I always get, you know, I was just like, yo, you crush him? You got crush or something? Like, just messing with him and stuff, making him uncomfortable. I'm like, you like big stomachs? And you know, I lifted my shirt and everything. I was, and my cousins just all cracking up. Oh, they know, man, how I am. Like, why are you following me? Like, I get it, but you know, if I wanted to take something, like, I don't know what you were gonna do. You know what I mean? You're gonna shoot me?
You know,
like, so it's just like,
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny. The reason why I was laughing when you said about the mask, I was gonna give these workers in Chipotle diaper award. That was my diaper award before, and I switched it.
Where they told somebody to put their mask on.
Bro, like, I got video footage of the fact. Yeah, that is what they told me. So the security guard, which he was a cool dude.
Yeah,
actually, he was a cool dude. He asked me, can you do me a favor? Can you put your mask on? And I'm just like, I was just looking for it. I was gonna put it on. I should have put it on beforehand, which is fine. People sometimes they need to remind you or whatever the case is. Same thing happened to me in Uber, like today or whatever. That's fine, but almost all right. Except for one worker had a mask on in the Chipotle place. It was about, I don't know, 8 people maybe. None of them really actually had their mask on. They had first off, I don't know if Chipotle supplies them with masks. The girl that did have a mask on, she had one of those, like, construction mask,
right?
You know, but
sawdust.
Sawdust, yeah. And then everyone else had on like a small black mask that only went up to here. It didn't even touch their nose. And right. I'm like, what kind of mask is that? You know what I'm saying?
You walked into a different kind of Chipotle, man.
Well, it was just a couple things going on in there. So the guy that was chopping up the chicken or whatever it was he was chopping up, he took his other hand and pulled up his pants. They were, like, almost touching his knees. Oh, and I was just like, yo, but what's going on in here?
You still bought something, man?
I did not. I did not buy anything.
Yo, fast food restaurants are disgusting. Like, you have to already assume the worst. I worked at a few fast food restaurants. I've seen some craziness.
And I'm sure there's probably very ethical people at fast food restaurants that practice very safe and healthy, you know, etiquette, I would say.
If you eat at any restaurant, it is kind of like, accept the crazy.
The possibilities of probably more than
90%. Right, right.
So, but he was pulling his pants up for a while, and he had an attitude, and then, like, one of the other guys was trying to, like, kind of, like, make jokes with him, not make jokes at him.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you need something. First off, it started with, you need something. I think it was, like, going on break or something. And he was just like, you sure you need something? He's like, no. He was just really upset. But, again, and I think we talked about this, how cooks seem to have a really bad attitude. I don't know if it's the heat. I don't know if it's the meat. I don't know.
He's like, yo, my cousin's getting paid, you know, the same amount, and I'm over here hot over the stove. They underappreciate it.
But that's, which is why I had a conversation about, and I realized how hard that is. Mm-hmm. I put the mask on, the black mask, the, like, cloth-type mask, and it is different. Mm-hmm. It's harder to breathe, my experience.
Nah, for sure.
When I first put it on, it was kind of difficult to breathe. I was just like, I can't do this right now. I had no choice.
Yeah.
But, I got used to it.
Right.
And I was just thinking to myself, these guys got to wear this mask 6 hours, whatever their shift is.
Yeah.
I was just like, that gotta be really hard. New York,
particularly in New York, you know, the cases are down. You know, we want to keep it down.
Right.
But in most of the stores you go into, most of the employees have the mask hanging off their chin, you know, the chin strap type thing, or the nose.
Very,
you
know. True. I actually can't stand the way that looks. It just looks terrible. That fashion is...
I think Kumo said it, leave your chin straps at home. That boy on a run, man.
Yeah, I think he's Cuomo. I think
Cuomo. That's how you say it.
Yeah, Cuomo. Governor Cuomo from New York.
But I think he's on a run for 2024.
You did call that like a few months ago.
No, he didn't announce it.
No, you called it. He should just stop fooling around. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, I agree with you.
I think he's saving. He's waiting, you know, for this process to blow over. I don't think he wants to go against Trump right now and lose, because it won't look good for him.
In the future.
Because, you know, usually, whatever party has the office for the past 60, 70 years, they keep the office for about 8 years.
Got you.
If he was his
campaign manager, I was about to say, that's the advice you would give him? To wait?
I mean, just the pattern I've seen, you know.
Okay.
I'm not the most versed person in politics, but just the pattern you see in politics.
Do you think it makes sense, or you think you would advise him not to run?
I tell him to wait, you know.
You would tell him to wait.
Yeah, wait until the 24.
Interesting. Because he's already kind of like, I don't know if he's campaigning against him, but he clearly doesn't respect his views.
I mean, I don't think anyone with interest in the left side is going to favor Trump.
Right.
But anyone with, and I don't want to disrespect any viewers or anybody in particular, but I don't think anyone that's educated to a certain degree, that values certain things, really respects Trump, to be honest.
I got you. That makes sense.
I know that sounds like I'm taking shots. I'm really not.
Well, just, I don't think you're taking shots. I just think that, again, and I've said this before, people are, conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
People are conditioned to think one way or the other, and they don't realize they don't have, they have more choices than just that.
Well, yeah, I've heard people say out their mouth, oh, I voted for Trump because I own a business.
Right.
Or my dad owns a business. I understand those things. I get it. You know, you're voting for your best interests, and that's fine. But then I hear people that don't own businesses and don't have money, you know, and they say they vote for him for the same things. And it's like, I don't understand those things.
Well, again, miseducation sometimes, I mean, in this particular case, in this instance, it's designed to control.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, people keep being so, like, upset at the fact that they're removing statues, right? But they don't even know the history of these statues. For them to just assume,
right.
For them to just automatically assume that it's a part of history, clearly it is, but what part of history is it, and why would they put up in the first place? These statues that were put up were slave owners designed to put fear in the slaves.
Yeah,
like,
not to mention some of the statues are put up are enemies of the state, enemies of the United States. You know, those things I don't understand either. It's the same thing with the Confederate flag. People pointing to heritage and saying it's not racist, which is a crazy contradiction, and you know, extremely.
Well, I mean, come on now.
Disrespectful.
You talking about these people with these statues that literally committed mass murder by like hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, mass murders and genocides.
But yet they're
pedophiles. The same people screaming pedophile at alleged, you know, victims.
I don't think these people are educated to know these things.
That's what I'm saying, documented. Like Christopher Columbus had documented.
But the way they present
11-year-olds. that's Google. Google it. Forget what I'm saying. Y'all Google stuff. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. These so-called upstanding citizens, which they believe they are because by design, and they feel that they are because they're told that they are, as long as they follow these particular principles, but they don't know the backstory. They don't know the truth. They're taught Christopher Columbus discovered America. That's all they know, right? And they have it parades every year. Yeah. So they don't realize that, how did he?
But, you know, like, for example, certain people that I watch, like, I watch Fox News a lot.
Yeah.
Those same people that were called Jay-Z a past criminal or some other entrepreneur that was in criminal life, including Trump, Donald Trump's father, which is documented again. Allegedly, I don't know.
I
ain't trying to get knocked.
But yeah, Google.
But yeah, just Google it. You seen people that would come at Jay-Z or someone like that.
By the way, Google, we've been shouting you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Wikipedia, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yahoo. That's how you say it, right?
Yahoo, yeah.
I never remember if it's Yahoo,
Yoo. Or Yoo-hoo. I do.
Because I messed myself up on a video being funny, and I really destroyed my brain. But, yeah, these same people that would call Jay-Z a criminal, they know history. They understand history. They're intelligent people. I can't get behind it. I don't really understand it. So their arguments are always a certain way for a certain person. But, I can't compare someone being a drug dealer to someone that commits mass genocide and is a well-known pedophile or well-known, disgusting human being.
I know, I get it. I do believe it may be well-documented, which it is. But I believe that people are not taught the whole truth about the situation or they misled. I really believe that.
Since we always hagging on Trump, what's about to hag on him again?
Yeah.
Joe Biden is an idiot.
Why?
He made a statement. He made a video saying that Donald Trump was the first racist president. I just have a problem with him saying
that. That's
what
he said?
Yeah. I get what he's trying to do.
See, this is what I mean about education. Look, with all due respect, do you think that Joe Biden is either playing dumb or not properly educated?
I don't know, man. Sometimes he's extremely intelligent. I've watched him. I've watched Joe Biden talk circles around people in debates, and like when he cares, it's crazy. Like, guys, look up his tapes from like even the 90s.
Yeah.
He's extremely intelligent. So that's why when Trump says his brain is fried,
right?
Or he's like his brain, like he's losing. Trump is crazy. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But he doesn't ever say. He's very careful with his words. That's why I can't think Trump is numb. When he says Joe Biden's not all there, I kind of could see why he would say it, because he's so intelligent.
How old is he now, you know?
He's like 70-something.
Obama is supporting.
I think that's even just him being loyal to his party.
The party. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it took so long for him to... It took him so long, and I think I said it on the show that people started thinking that Michelle Obama was going to run.
I wonder if there's some type of contract where past presidents must.
It's just it's
obligation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like George Bush, he denounced Donald Trump's campaign and didn't support it. And after he was elected, he didn't support it. It's the same thing as seceding when you lose the election. Like Hillary Clinton was supposed to, you know, secede to Trump because of the, you know, the electoral votes, but she never did. So it's just more of a class thing instead of a, you know, a mandatory type thing. But you know how you definitely know how politics are. But yeah, Joe Biden is, you know, we all know that he's mistaken. There are past presidents that literally owned slaves. There are past presidents that actually fought to keep slaves. There are past presidents that signed executive orders not too long ago in your lifetime to lock black people up, war on drugs and stuff like that. I mean, the history's right there. It's not really hard to find. So I don't know if he's playing dumb.
Well,
his brain literally is just deteriorating before our eyes.
Well,
and then he said something else. Your man said you always be shooting yourself in the foot. So allegedly, right? People saying things about pedophilia. With everyone in Hollywood is getting accused of things. Politicians,
right?
You know the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation. But Joe Biden needs to choose his words carefully.
What did he say?
He said, "Oh, I love kids. You know, they play on my lap." And it's just, he can tell when you watch the video, it's fine. He's just being wholesome.
Right.
But I just think that it's just the wrong things. It's the wrong thing to say, I guess. You know, it's just, you got to be mindful. People, that plagues people's mind, you know?
I think that it's probably not going to play the wrong person's mind. I think that's, this is what I mean. There's a whole group of people that think the way Trump does.
Right, right.
You know, but then again, there's a whole bunch of people that don't.
Right.
Like, what's the West Side Highway, 59th going up, all the new buildings there that are like apartments sold for $1 million plus.
Right.
You had about maybe at least a minimum of like 10 buildings, you know, wealthy buildings. And Trump was on every single one of those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And the residents made sure his name was taken off.
Well, Trump has actually lost, and I think it was a report by Forbes. I'm just quoting the man, I don't know. Shout out to Forbes. That he lost since this campaign started $2.4 billion. I don't know how rich Trump is, but that's a lot of money. I think he's upsetting a lot of people with certain things he's doing. But he's keeping the rich people that he wants to be rich, rich.
Got it.
I mean, now these guys have freedom and tax reforms that are, like, insane.
Right.
He's appointing different Supreme Justice, you know, Supreme judges in these positions that are pretty young, like 38 years old, and just people that are going to be judges for the next 30 years. So you get another 4 years of that. That's 50% of a Republican appointed judge, which we all know is not always the healthiest thing for our society.
Right.
Not that Republicans are bad. Shout out to, I have many Republican friends. I sound like Trump now. I got many friends, the Republican. But not even that. It's just more or less like Republican judges have histories of, y'all just Google it, man. Look up the histories of them. That's all you got to type in.
Fair enough. And I want to give those people at Chipotle, I was going to give them some diaper awards just for like,
well, not the security guard, right?
Not the security guard. In fact, the security guard...
Yeah, star.
Was trying... Yeah, I'm going to give him like 5 stars.
5 stars?
No, I'm going to give him... All right. You know, can I tell you why I'm going to give him 5 stars? Because...
he gave you a badge?
He was asking... No. he was asking for a break. He was like, can I get a break? And he was ignored. And he said it again, he was ignored. And he kept being ignored.
Right. That's incredible.
And then they were asking him to get to the other door where the deliveries was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought, I can't do both doors.
Right.
So I think they got upset at that. And when he left, I said, you're doing a great job. I can see what you're going through. He said, thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just like, much love or something like that, which is what I say all the time.
Three stars. Much love, brother.
No, because that's hard. You know, a lot of times men don't usually say that.
Yeah, for sure.
I give 5 stars for a lot of courage, you know.
How do you feel about, I know just going back to the conversation, we stayed so crazy.
Oh, and let me give those Chipotle workers, give him a few stars here and there. I'm not gonna give him a diaper. I think the guy that was pulling up his pants, You know,
probably going through some serious.
Yeah, maybe I don't know what's going on there.
How do you feel about Trump's 180 on the pandemic? We started.
I
off
feel
with the
like somebody numbers. Advised him to gain some friends. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. I think he can't. I think he lost control over the situation. So now he's trying to get ahead of it and try to show some people he's for it. Simple as that.
I think he, you know, me thinking objectively on what most people might think, I think he just didn't believe it. I think he was really in denial. I think he was on the hoax thing.
Well, see, privilege.
It could have been, but
it's hard to say he's political when I don't think he understands anything but his feelings.
I don't agree with that.
You think that he has analysts out there checking everything for him?
I think he's highly intelligent, so intelligent that it's the opposite of what people think. I think it's hard for him to think like us. And he's just blunt, and that's what works for him.
Well, I've said it before, too. I think he's highly intelligent. However, I think sometimes he goes on his feelings. I don't know if he always has, specialist, if you will, analyze people and groups of people.
Dr. Fossey.
I think
under the bus.
Well, I don't know, we said this before, that he's all of a sudden, all of the data for the COVID-19 goes to the White House now. That's insane. Maybe he is taking it seriously. Maybe not. Maybe this vaccine is another part of the situation. Maybe he's trying to gain trust with people. There's so much possibilities.
Wow, that's true. You know, Florida.
But that 180 tells me that people just don't drastically change like that. Mm-hmm. When you know that there's people dying, it may be an excuse to say when you're in a privileged position or you in denial, you don't believe things, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But I think that there's more to meet the eye in this particular situation, mm-hmm. for sure.
I mean, we don't really know, and also for those who listen outside of America, we don't know how other governments are handling this pandemic. Like, our news doesn't cover it at all. And it's very hard to find online. We have to see. When you speak to a couple of people.
Yeah, BBC News will help you see different countries and what goes on. And yes, I speak to people in Russia very often. I speak to people in the Philippines often, so I'm always talking with different people all over the world,
right?
And I always ask them, so how's everything going? And still a lot of places around the world, they are still on lockdown, very much so. The airports are still closed.
yeah, man, your man's Trump's funny. Yeah, so in Florida now, they passed New York for the most cases in America.
Right.
But California's on the trajectory of passing Florida now, which is weird, because they're, like, mostly on lockdown.
California's pretty big.
Texas, too. I want to say, substantially subsided in the growth, but it because of their shutdowns, but they're still growing at a rapid rate. So now, I think it's 4 million documented cases of coronavirus. It's actually way higher than that as far as educated guesses, you know, that they say, you know, someone died of a pneumonia, but they just automatically said it was coronavirus, but it's 4 million confirmed, which is actually, and people don't trust that, but it's actually practice for, this is, you guys got to really look these things up, because you hear things and you get weary about it, but reform needs to be set in play so those things don't happen. Someone dies from a flu. Someone has a flu when they die, and like before Corona, they die from the flu. Sometimes it's really like that, guys. You gotta really understand. Things are put in play like that for business.
Let me just say this: for some people that are like, I'm tired of hearing about the coronavirus. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. The thing is, I can understand that point of view. But let me just say this. I'm gonna say this a couple of times in this show. I may continue to say this. Sometimes you'll go, I don't know, you'll go by the water, by the shore, and you'll have a lot of restaurants there. Mm-hmm. And those restaurants tell people, please don't feed the birds.
Right, for sure.
Right? And some people just they just in their hearts of or their minds, they feel like, you know, I got some extra French fries, some extra fish, and they just feed the birds anyway.
Right.
For different reasons, right? Whether it's mental situation or not.
Yeah.
But they clearly don't understand the concept, right? And I think it's just like they feel good about feeding birds. It makes them feel like they're doing something good. Okay. Even though they probably don't realize that, you know, seagulls, they catch fish from the water. It's not a problem.
Not even that. A lot of foods that we eat are very poisonous to these animals.
All this grease. It's insane.
No, but it really is, guys. It actually causes... Man, just Google it, man. It's just so bad. It's really bad. Even like the what I laughed about was pigeons eating rice, which is extremely like dangerous for pigeons.
Unbelievable.
You know, people throw rice at the wedding and release pigeons. It's just the funniest things. And then they change it to doves for certain. Yo, it's the funniest things happen, but people just so, you know, wrapped in up in power. Because I really think it's about that.
When they feed, for sure. It makes them feel like, if it wasn't for me, these birds did not eat. I made
I made this bird fly.
I made this bird soar. Look at him take off.
I breathed the air.
He knew I was coming here, which is why he flew here when I, you know. But let me just say this. You know, please don't feed the fear. Please don't feed the fear. And that's the reason why people don't want to talk about the coronavirus. That's why people don't want to talk about racism. That's why people don't want to talk about the tip of the iceberg about slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a weird thing, man.
No, I don't want to talk about that. It's so negative.
In the past, I saw Morgan Freeman say that too. He was just disappointed.
Well, again, because I think he lost hope that things would change. He would just hope that gradually people would just stop on their own.
Right.
You know, people have to be held accountable for their thoughts in general.
So, yeah, someone had repeated to me, I had a conversation about this, that, why don't you just do what Morgan Freeman does? And he, you know, Morgan Freeman said, stop talking about racism. That's how you stop it. And it's just the same thing as stop talking about bullying or sexual assault. If you stop talking about it, it's going to continue.
Absolutely.
If you ignore bullying and don't address it, it's going to continue.
And I can understand.
I don't think this is any different.
I personally think that Morgan Freeman meant well. Like,
No, for
sure. And it's probably worked for him. Mm-hmm. And energy is important.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like just because someone talks about slavery that they just feel like, I am a victim of it. Mm-hmm. By a long shot, no, they're not a victim of the type of slavery that once upon a time took place for hundreds of years.
Right.
Because it was so barbaric that it compares to almost nothing that happens now that we know about.
That we know, for sure.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in the open, rather.
Exactly. You know? So, in fact, there's so much graphic stuff that you know, I know about slavery that I wouldn't even talk about.
Man, it's hard to even talk about here because sensitive ears.
I don't even want people to even put those type of thoughts in their minds because I want to bring about positive energy, you know, good vibes, you know. But let's not, you know, stop educating ourselves about something that ultimately will make all the difference in the world, literally.
Right. Exactly. We always talk about these guys, right? Kanye West, you know, for those who don't know, you know, he announced he was running for president.
Right.
He's not able to do it now officially. He can't do it now because of, they didn't accept his ballot,
right?
In the state he lives in now, which is fine. It seems like he's going on a little episode, or maybe his wife Kim Kardashian.
It's allegedly, it's speculation
of bipolar disorder.
Yeah, he might be having some type of manic.
Manic episode.
Right.
And she's asked for compassion in the situation, respectfully.
Right.
He has threatened a divorce from her. He's brought other people into his rants, and he's promoting his album that comes out. I'm not gonna say when. It's tomorrow. But yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So do you think it's all the promotion, or do you think it's like both? Like he's having an episode, but it's stressed because this, that, and the other. He's also coming out with an album. You think he's taking advantage of mental health issues, or exploiting his own issues?
At this point, that wouldn't make sense to me.
Right.
I think that, you know, he's, first off, he's a great man. He's achieved great things, right? He's, you know, we talked about him the other day. But at the same time, he might be struggling through something, on, you know.
Well, one of the things he said was Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves.
Right.
Which is a very controversial statement.
And he said something about that, something about she just gave him the other white slave owners or something like that.
And I'm not really sure exactly what he meant, but on Kanye's, you know, to try to see what he meant in a positive way, because I still can't really, I just think he doesn't know how to convey things in the words like he, like other people, like maybe Trump, Donald Trump. I think they have that same issue. I don't agree with a lot of things Kanye says, but to understand him is a different thing. I guess he's still saying that we're still slaves, you know.
He
still
That's has a very that, strong that possibility. Same.
I still would love for him to clarify that, you know. And I've always had something against Kanye, and I know it sounds weird, but it's just, you know, the truth. I have a bias against him since he said people were slaves by choice. Don't agree with that at all. I think it's a very ignorant thing to say.
And I think that he probably meant something else. I can't speak for him.
Right.
But I think that's what he was meant then.
Right, right.
I thought he meant like, well, you know, we're still slaves.
Yeah. And I agree.
And I think that he means like, if you become an entrepreneur, if you become your own boss, then you're free. That is kind of how I thought he might have meant it.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't really know. I'm never defending Kanye again, you know, with that. But it's one thing to defend him, and it's always, you know, it's another to try to understand the situation. But some people take what he says and they run with it, you know. Same thing with the whole black on black crime, which I will say again, I don't think it's a real thing. It's not a thing.
You know, I think we talked about this.
Reagan had
show.
A campaign.
We talked about this in another show, right?
We did, yeah.
All right.
But for those that don't know, Reagan had a campaign that invented that term, and he ran with it, and it's still been being used today. It's a racist statement, but we ain't gonna get all into that again.
Yeah, I don't wanna get into it, but we did definitely discuss this issue in the last show.
Or the show before.
The show before this one. And we talked about the numbers. Check the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an accurate statement, and which also means it's not a true statement. You know. But I do, you know, one I wanna give 5 stars. I wanna give 5 stars to Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle flew out to Wyoming, and he was, you know, to check on Kanye West.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I seen this. That was recent?
It was recent, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was maybe an old video.
No, he
that was a weird video.
He recently flew out and checked on him after his rally when he was campaigning.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And Kanye West thanked him. He's very humble, and he was very thankful for Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Definitely give Dave Chappelle 5 stars for
checking up on him. He's like the enemy of the state, right?
Yeah, just, you know, everybody likes to believe just because they are pointing fingers at people for making mistakes, like as if they don't make mistakes themselves, because we all do, for right? Sure. And sometimes, you know, people are wrong. Yes, you definitely want to hold them accountable for it. But it's even harder to try to, like, understand this, the situation and ask yourself simple questions like, why would somebody do whatever it is that they're doing that seems destructive?
Right, right.
Or it's weird, or whatever the case may be. And not just be so fast and just, like, pass judgment and just, you know, block somebody out as if they're any better.
Right.
So, I appreciate that kind of gesture and that compassion that Dave Chappelle has within him. you know. So
yeah, D.L. Hughley's on the other side of that. He's like, he's done. I'm done with Kanye. We gave him a lot of chances, and he's let us down so many times.
But that's the thing. He let us down. And I think that's what the problem is. People are so embarrassed by Kanye as if he represents every black person in the world.
Shit. And, you know what I think it is? It's more like some things Kanye said in his early career was so profound and amazing. Like, one of his lines that somebody I just watched said, and Kanye said, which is it stuck out to me as well, was that what he said, for the dollar, you see how low a nigga stoop. Even if you're on a bench, you're just a nigga in the coop. Like, those words stuck out to me when I was young, you know? And I was like 12, 13 years old. And I was young and not really even understanding my full situation as a black man. It rang in my ears. And ever since then, he said things here and there in his songs. But as people often say, you know, the death of his mom, I think, clicked something and changed him.
In the accident he was in?
No, because he said that after the accident.
Okay.
So it's just like, you know, it's hard. I don't think it was that, but I think it had to do a lot with his mother, and his father, you know. But I think people held him to a certain standard, as they do now J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar. But we spoke about how if they don't want to go to a rally, that's not on them. That's nothing wrong with that. You know, right. They've been speaking on injustices for years.
Right.
They ragged on them for that, I guess, in disappointment. But, you know, yeah, Kanye West doesn't represent all black people. But, you know, a lot of people love to bring up things Kanye says, or Candace Owens, or a lot of, you know, black Republicans. They like to use their arguments or their words to bring their argument or to shut down other black people as if they speak for us. I don't agree with that.
Well, on a much, much lighter note, I want to give 5 stars to the transit worker that somebody, the backstory, you find out, let me just tell you the backstory first. So this guy and his child, you know, on his way to work, and her on her way to school or something. He used an old lock. He couldn't find his other lock. He locked his bike up. He parked his bike hoping, you know, it'd be okay. He thought his bike was locked up fine, no problem. Somebody popped the lock.
Mm-hmm.
And the transit worker said, "You're not gonna take his bike," and the guy left. And he stood with the bike. The guy seen the lock, so he already thought the worst. And when he kept walking, and you know, he seen the bike, he seen the guy, and he smiled, and you know,
that's true.
And I just want to say that the transit worker actually stood after his shift for 4 hours waiting on that guy to get off of his job.
Wow.
To go get his bike.
That's insane.
So I definitely give 5 stars to him. Yeah.
That's cool.
You know. His name wasn't revealed. I don't know his name. Maybe he's, you know.
It's good doer.
It's a great thing. Sparkhead. You know, and I want to talk about this boy from Kenya, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
He designed a homemade, washing machine to, like, wash clothes.
I need one of those.
I think it was amazing because, you know, with the whole COVID-19, he was trying to, like, in his mind, create a situation where people could clean their stuff, and
yeah.
it was pretty well designed based on what he had.
Right.
Very impressive. Right. I want to give him 5 stars for sure.
That's cool. I mean, great, man. I got to change my language.
No, your language is great. There's nothing wrong with your language. I did want to talk about colognes and perfumes, because a lot of people, and I'm not laughing at nobody. I'm not laughing at nobody. Because I've done this myself. I'll spray my cologne in the air.
And walk through it.
But that is not, that's not going to be the way to do it.
Right.
Have you done that?
Nah.
How do you put on your cologne?
I put it on my wrist and under my chin, in the back of my ear.
Oh,
like see. Anything that would get in contact with someone.
Well, that's perfect. And that's exactly how you do it. So you would put it on your wrist, the inner elbow,
right.
The back of your ear, the top of your earlobe,
yeah.
Right? You put it on your head,
right.
Your belly button, your ankle.
For real?
Yeah. That's where you put it, because those parts of your body get the hot the fastest.
Oh, wow.
And the pulsing and the heat, you know, it releases it. It activates it a lot faster.
Pheromones.
Right.
That's right.
And also it mixes with your skin,
mm-hmm.
versus your clothing.
Mm.
Unless you have like a wool article of clothing on, that is different.
Yeah, so
what?
Who sprayed it? Somebody sprayed it in the air recently, the perfume?
Dude. People always do it.
That's funny.
We always do it, and I don't know, you know, I've seen
it a few times.
I've seen it a lot of times.
I just never really thought.
That's why I tried it. That's why I tried it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying that because I think, you know, even though it's like a minute, small little thing, and some people might say, oh, what's the big deal? It just goes to show you that people don't really know how to use colognes and perfumes properly.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah, you
get. Those is where you get hot, the ankles.
Yeah, yeah. some people say pressure points. I don't know if that's entirely accurate, but.
Yeah, hot ankles.
Yeah, yeah. Ankles and, you know.
Nah, that's good to know, though, for real. Yeah, yeah. I just usually put it, you know, here.
Well, you got it.
Stuff like that, you know.
I mean, you definitely got it.
Yeah. Yeah. What come on we get in here?
Also, you know what? And by the way, that kid that's 9 years old, his name is Abdul, by the way.
From Kenya?
From Kenya. Yeah, his name
is Abdul. I need a washing machine, though. I spent too much.
Isn't that great, though?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
It just goes back to, like, great inventions and...
Passed away, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. So I don't know if you heard, but Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. announced a fight.
Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. is going to fight each other.
8 rounds.
That's beautiful. Yeah. These are great, great fighters.
This is interesting.
These are amazing fighters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Mike Tyson is 54 years old. His prime was in the 80s.
And Roy Jones is,
what? I don't really know his age, but he's probably, you know, he's like 45. Both amazing fighters,
oh my
top
gosh.
10 fighters.
Oh my god!
In all boxing.
And Roy Jones definitely don't get the credit he deserves.
Of course not.
He's definitely one of the best fighters I've seen.
I mean, the same thing that happened to him happened to Mike. When boxing wasn't really as popular as it was,
yeah.
You know, the Bernard Hopkins and Sugar, you know, but. Sugar Ray's.
That's great news.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a little expedition, you know. It's cool.
Speaking of comeback.
Exhibition. I don't know what is going
speaking,
on.
I wonder where that fight. Wait, when is the fight?
I gotta look it up, but it's not even that long before after now.
Right.
September 12th. So
okay, September 12th.
It's right there.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. I cannot
hopefully
wait to
see that. The pandemic is increasing.
I don't have this
little projector screen, you know.
I'm going to go for Mike Tyson. I love Evander Holyfield.
No, not Holyfield.
I mean,
Roy Jones.
Roy Jones Jr. I love Roy Jones Jr.
I don't think Holyfield.
Holyfield's not ready for Tyson.
I don't think he passed to some. I don't know.
He probably got some kind
Google
of.
It.
I'm not going to get into I don't want to say nothing.
Shout out to Holyfield.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Holyfield.
But yeah, I think that's gonna be a good fight.
That will be crazy.
See that those things like that are kind of callbacks to what Ice Cube did with the Big Three and getting retired NBA players to do their own thing as far as after the NBA, and I think those things are great. I don't think it should be a time stamp on when careers are started. Like, you know, I think things like that are happening around our culture.
Yes.
Or the culture or different cultures where age is actually losing its significance and success. Like, for example, Benny the Butcher, he's a rapper. Guys, look up Benny Butcher, he's an amazing rapper from Buffalo. He's 35 years old and his career now is blossoming.
Right.
He has labels looking to sign him. You know, 5 years ago, you would have never heard of a 35-year-old getting a new deal. Besides 2 Chainz,
he was
an established rapper with City Boys already, so you know it's a little different.
I think that's great how mature rap music and people are now, because that was like the only culture where you get a certain age and people start assuming you're just too like old to rap or whatever. It's shameful because the culture definitely don't live by any of that kind of stuff.
Right, and actually other cultures, the older you get, the more you know, pristine you get, or the more respect, you know, with jazz or even rock and roll. You get better at anything you do, whether it's rap, music,
Latino music.
Right. You know, so it's just, I think hip hop is evolving, or rap, whatever you want to call it. There's different pockets. The market is huge. You know, hip hop reaches around the world. It's something for everyone.
Biggest. I feel like maybe the numbers ain't showing that, but I don't see why.
Well, the numbers, that's the thing. The numbers are showing it. It's just monetization, whatever. I don't know how to say it right now. But monetizing that, you know, music numbers is not, they haven't had it figured out yet. With streaming now and downloading.
I hear almost every culture that different people that I know around the world mainly listen to rap music.
Monetization. I'm gonna be here forever. After this, I'm gonna be on Google Siri, like.
Google it and hit the word right now while I talk about how did I miss that. It's ever happened to you? Are you looking that up? So I'm leaving the supermarket. Usual thing, I leave and I'm trying to find different routes because I get bored with taking the same route. And I stop at what I'm thinking is a stop sign. Right? And a car is just speeds by, and I'm like, "What if I'd have went?" I thought it was a stop sign, but it was a light, and he had the green light. I was at the red light. And I was saying, "How did I miss that?" But when you're not familiar with certain roads,
that's dangerous,
isn't it dangerous?
See, but those things you gotta call and report those things. We're just not even accustomed to doing those things.
311, right?
Yeah, you gotta make those reports.
Yeah, it makes sense. And they're documented. It is dark. It's pretty dark. Like, you can't even hardly see that light that's there.
Yeah, if you guys have a complaint around where you live, garbage, excessive, anything like that, just call 311 and ask who to speak to. I've experienced hearing phone calls like that and people jumping right at it. So gotcha. It's just,
you know, sanitation, garbage on the street, yeah, guys.
Sanitation.
A lot of people are like, "Oh, that's terrible," and sometimes it stays there for days.
Yeah, potholes.
Yeah,
these things will destroy your cars, but no one will report it.
Makes sense. Know? And if they're not taught that, they don't know any better.
Yeah,
and they think there's nothing that they can do.
Right.
But yes,
and they accept like it said, and they not talk about it.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, that's just the way it is. This neighborhood is such and such.
Just don't talk about it. It'll go away.
Or some people clean it themselves. That's what I did, right?
Right, for sure.
Do you have something to say?
There's a few things going on, but I think I'll leave off with shout out to the Wayans family. Their mom passed away recently on her birthday.
My condolences, my deepest
condolences. July 23rd. You know, she's a queen. You know, she gave birth to comedy geniuses. Not just comedy, just movie in general.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to that family, and definitely, you know, my condolences, your condolences to that. And, you know, that's
really touching. Okay. So let's go, let it go. Let's go, let it go. Here we go. All right. Hard kill. So that's like Die Hard, right?
No, wait. They're going to do another Die Hard movie?
Yeah.
Let it go.
Bruce Willis is in the movie.
Let it go.
For sure.
Let it go.
I seen it coming to track. Let it go. It's coming out August 28th.
I wanna hear it.
And parts of it seem corny, and I know some people tell me when I see like what I call flaws, sometimes people go, "Well, it's meant to be corny." I'm like, "Really?" I would like to see the movie, but I'm not completely anxious to see it. But if I see it,
I'm gonna watch
it. Something to watch, right? Otherwise, I would say let it go. But right. This time, I'm gonna say I want to see it. I'll check it out. But sometimes you guys need to know when to let it go. Seriously.
I mean, they're doing a money grab, and it's always gonna be like that. You know, you gotta get used to it now. It's more like series instead of franchises now, and all the retconning and all.
Well, at least the Bad Boys wasn't corny.
Nah, Bad Boys was cool. It was wholesome. It was that wholesome corniness, but it was cool. I enjoyed it.
I definitely enjoyed it. I think they could have made it better. Actually,
they could have. They definitely could.
They had the potential to make it a lot better.
My Let Go, Let It Go is at least Staber, Detective Staber from Law and Order, is coming back to work with Olivia.
Yeah.
And the Let's Go. What's what you think? Do you watch Law and Order?
I don't really watch SVU. It, but I do know Olivia, the cop, and she's gone through a lot of traumatic situations.
She's the captain now. I think she's still the captain.
You saying Let's Go, bring her back?
No, she's already there, but...
No, the guy.
Yeah, Elliot, he...
So Detective Staber. You bring him back?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know.
You don't watch it enough for it?
I don't really watch it enough to know... this guy with the red hair, is that guy?
Nah, Detective Stabler is the guy that was like, his hairline's receding a little bit. Oh. He did a few action movies.
I guess. I mean, he probably needs some work.
He was so cool in the show.
Really? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I love Ice-T, you know, but his character is just...
It's over the top, you think?
It's just so over the top.
You think maybe he has so much dialogue and his character never... What? Does this character even evolve?
No, that's what I don't like.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like he's a punchline in the show.
I kind of agree with you that he's...
But we have a black issue for him to talk about it. I hate it.
Got it. But realistically, some people don't change.
Let's reach our black audience.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta be. I hate his character. Ice-T said some, I would say some controversial type statements in the past too. By the way,
shout to Ice-T. Listen to his raps and then go ahead and listen to him talk. He's a cool dude though. I met him a few times. Like,
got it.
I keep running into him, but his character on the show is just. And if you have a conversation with him in person,
yes,
maybe he just says what he says to be in the position he's in.
Maybe.
But in person, he's very intelligent and kind, and he doesn't seem like that celebrity type of dude that, we were talking to him in front of his brand new, sports car. He was just talking, chopping it up and not acting fake or trying to be cool. He was just being, regular.
You think he's just staying in his lane so he can keep a job or what?
I don't know, man. I think
it's hard to say, right?
Everybody has their...
I think the writers probably want to start beginning to evolve him, or maybe they want him to stay that raw, rugged, quote unquote, realistic stereotype.
I don't know. Boys don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know what's the deal. But you say he's not important on the show?
Nah, he'll know a black kid from back in the day. Oh, yeah, I knew your father back in the day. I hate this kind of
thing. Some people are like that.
He has no character, and his story isn't important. Everybody else, they explore their character. Even the girl that I don't like in the show, at least I feel a way about who she is. I forgot her name, but she has a sister, and that's a whole thing about her. But it's just his character is just irrelevant. I think one episode, his long time friend became a criminal, and that was like the craziest dive in his character. That was it.
I mean, I think Olivia's, some of her dialogue was, it was just too much, too. Like, her childhood, trauma came up, and she got the guy. It was just too much, man. Come on. And that's probably why I stopped watching the show. I think that they were just, staying on one character too long, and buying and filling in. Otherwise,
maybe
it is a great show. It was a great show.
It's a popcorn eating show.
Right. It's addictive and it's entertaining. It keeps everybody entertained. And they got LA, they got all these spinoffs and stuff like that. Yeah. But I personally had enough of that. Good. But God bless them all. God bless all the actors. Shout outs to all of them, the show, producers, everybody. It's not even, necessarily. A bad thing. Mm-hmm. But again, I just want to remind people, don't feed the fear. Don't feed the fear. Stop. Please stop feeding the fear. This is why a lot of people are afraid to mature or to graduate and go into the unknown. It's important, guys. Think before you say sometimes. This situation that you're going to say things like, maybe you should wait, or maybe you're not ready, or whatever the case is. Those kind of things that we say to our loved ones when we mean well, and we don't want them to...